Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance. X Insurance. From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
And here we go, guys. Garbage day at the ranch. 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. Patriot Mobile mic on fire. I am Mark Walters in front of that said Patriot Mobile Communications and Command Center microphone, filling your prescription for freedom today and every day. And it's all being brought to you by the great X Insurance. If you want to watch the show today, please feel free to do so. Visit armedamericanradio.com. Click watch live. You can watch us on Ops Lens. You can watch us on Roku. You can watch us on Twitch. You can watch us on Twitter, I think. You can watch us on Facebook. I don't know, everywhere. But please don't do that while you're driving. But it is fun to watch. If you're driving, just click listen live. You can do that. If you want to participate in the chat, you can do that while you're watching at armedamericanradio.com or over at Ops Lens. Or on the Telegram messaging app. Just download the Telegram messaging app, search for Armed American Radio Conversations. That puts you in, and here we go. It's garbage day at the ranch. So I got a text message earlier today from Clayton Llewellyn at Heaven's Harvest, who shot me over the story about the Francis Scott Key Bridge needing to be renamed. Clayton Llewellyn, welcome in. I believe you were on the show with me when that story broke, and I made that prediction that was going to happen. I'm certainly not alone. Lots of other people did, too. But you texted me that this morning. I cracked up. I said, you got to come on the show today, brother. How you doing?
Good, man. How you been?
It didn't take long, did it?
It didn't take long at all. When I woke up this morning and turned on the news or started reading the news, there it was. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, Mark predicted this weeks ago.
You sent me that text at like 7:32 this morning, and there I was responding because I was up and at him.
Well, I'll be honest, I was going to send it about 5:30. I thought, maybe that's a little too early for it.
Nah, I would have been up too. It doesn't matter. Send it away. Have at it. So what did you think when you saw that? You know, besides the fact we talked about it, we predicted it within hours of that event happening, what went through your mind when you saw that?
You know, honestly, the first thing that went through my mind is they'll do anything to divide us. I mean, it's what it feels like anymore. I mean, anything to divide us. It makes me wonder who's pushing this stuff. Who's the money behind it? You know, so it feels like every time we turn around now, there's something else. You know what I mean? And if you put us all in a room, put us all in a big room, would we get along? You know, I mean, are there a few people pushing buttons that are, again, dividing us? You know what I mean? Trying to fight in amongst ourselves while they're off on the sides doing what they need to do.
Well, that's a good question. If we put us all in a room and we all get along, yeah, I'll tell you why. I think we would. Because as you go about your daily life and your head's not in this stuff all day long, like if you're not looking at whatever quote-unquote news outlet you choose to use all day long, but if you're just out and about during your day, don't people open the door for you of any color and any stripe and any persuasion, you know, when you're walking into a shop? Don't you do the same thing for other people? Don't they smile and say, hi, how are you? Don't you say, hey, have a good day? Doesn't matter if the person's black, white, green, yellow. Doesn't matter. Isn't that what happens in real life as we go about our day? But boy, I'll tell you what, you start looking at this stuff and you start getting angry and you start wondering, just like you said, they'll do anything to divide us. And then you got to wonder, like I do, is that super nice person, whoever it may be, that just opened the door for me and told me to have a good day, going to go back and sit down on Twitter and hate all over people that think like I do?
Yeah.
Probably, right? I mean,
what's funny is this stuff goes to my head all the time, but we went to Missouri over the weekend to watch the eclipse. And we get out there, and there we are. We're sitting in a giant field, hundreds of people there, and everybody got along. And then the funny thing was the traffic in and out of those small towns.
Yeah.
there was nobody flipping anybody off, nobody honking. Like, everybody was just out enjoying themselves. You know, there wasn't any politics in it. It was really nice. You know, there weren't no rallies, no political rallies, nothing. You know, everybody's just enjoying something from nature. You know, nothing.
So what does that say on the deeper end? Let's go a little deeper. What does that say when we know that likely some of those people, look, I'll take me for an example. Okay, I don't know what the political persuasion of the person who I opened the door for was. They might hate guns. They were super nice. I didn't know that. I just opened the door and said, hi, how are you? Have a great day. They said, yeah, you too, man. Thanks. I said, no problem. And then an hour later, I'm on the radio tearing up anti-gunners, of which that person might be one of. They don't know I do that. And they might be that person on Twitter, right? Is that where the problem lies?
Social media?
Yeah, I guess I'm going there because social media to me, mainstream media in a 24-hour cycle is terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, this has everything to do with guns because it's these outlets that are coming after you all day long, every day, and it's what's causing the division. And I'm going to tie this to a story here in just a moment, Clayton, that is actually kind of scary, but I'll get to that in a minute. But, yeah, social media and the fact that people can look at you and say one thing and then go to social media, for example, and be the worst people on earth. Which one's their real personality? Ooh, that's a question, isn't it?
You know what's funny is I was reading something a while back that talked about, and not to bring violence into this conversation, but 50 years ago, if you wanted to run your mouth, there may be consequences to pay because somebody may shut it for you. And it made society polite. Like, we don't do that anymore. You can say whatever you want to say, trash whoever you want to trash. I mean, say some pretty ignorant things on social media, hid behind a screen.
Yeah.
And there's nobody there to enforce it. Like, it's just 50 years ago, though, if you wanted to say something in public, you ran the risk of getting your mouth shut for you. You know, so it's crazy the way the world works now.
Well, people can hide. It's anonymity.
Yeah.
People can hide behind that. And that's why I asked that question. Which is the real person? The person that was super nice to you going into the store that opened the door for you and said nice things? Or the person that will 2 hours later be on Twitter literally hating and saying some of the most vile crap? Which side of them did I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to tell you it's the one on social media. That's the real them. That's the real person. What they put out on there is what comes out. That's where their feelings are. Why? Because of that anonymity. They can say the things they're really, truly feeling, hiding behind a keyboard as a keyboard warrior. Now, let me segue here. We'll probably talk about this at least into the next segment. Because The Guardian has a piece up today. Many Americans who recently bought guns open to political violence, survey finds. Study of 13,000 Americans finds particular risk among certain types of gun owners, including those who carry weapons in public. You know what the fastest growing demographic of gun owners and buyers is in the country right now, Llewellyn? Clayton, I mean?
I would say independents. Those on the left.
Leftists, females, and minorities. All minorities. But black Americans in particular. So let's go back knowing that. Let's go back and revisit that headline. Many Americans who recently bought guns open to political violence. I wonder if The Guardian knows anything about the demographics and the explosion. Of who's buying them right now. Probably not. Why? Because without going any further, this is likely a hit piece on me, you, Trump supporters, MAGA, the right. And then the subhead, study of 13,000 Americans finds particular risk among certain types of gun owners, including those who carry weapons in public. Large numbers of Americans, read just a little bit of this, and we'll take it to conversation. Large numbers of Americans who have bought guns over the past 4 years or who regularly carry their loaded weapons in public are willing to engage in political violence, even to the extent of shooting a perceived opponent, a new mega survey has found. The study of almost 13,000 Americans drawn from across U.S. and weighted for demographics provides alarming evidence of the openness of certain types of gun owners to the idea and possibly the practice of violence as a political act. The risk of violent behaviors rose dramatically, the researchers found, with certain subsets of gun owners. Now, Clayton, here's where they go into subsets. In particular, Americans who have bought their weapons since the disruptions of COVID in 2020 and those who often or always carry guns in public expressed high levels of susceptibility to political violence. A similar, though less marked, trend was visible among owners of assault-style rifles of the sort used frequently in mass shootings. And then we're getting ready to take a break, Clayton. So let's kind of keep that in our mind as we head to the break, and we'll go with this. The study Firearm Ownership and Support for Political Violence in the U.S. was conducted by the Violence Prevention Research Program at the University of California, Davis, a leftist outfit. Its findings will ring alarm bells at an already exceptionally tense time for the country. Clayton Llewellyn continues the conversation with me from HeavensHarvest.com. HeavensHarvest.com. Make sure to check them out and get those emergency supplies that I have here at the ranch. I don't have to go to the grocery store for a long time because of Heaven's Harvest. You shouldn't either. We'll be right back with Clayton. Don't go away. The following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show. Patriot Mobile phone right here in my hands, right here in my little claws. patriotmobile.com/AAR. Use the promo code AAR, get free activation like I did, and enjoy working with the company that supports your values and your right to keep and bear arms, your constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. Mark Walters here with you in the 6 Hour Studios on Garbage Day at the Ranch. Patriot Mobile microphone lit up. X Insurance presenting it all. Please visit all of our partners at armedamericanradio.com. One of them is on the phone with me now, and that's Clayton Llewellyn from HeavensHarvest.com. Always fun to talk with Clayton. Clayton, welcome back to the show, my brother.
Yes, sir.
So I was looking at this article even deeper than I did before from The Guardian. And one thing that jumps out, I just want to throw a couple more things at you from this, that, let me take just a few of the keys. With 7 months to go to the presidential rematch between Trump and Biden, the U.S. is not only in the early stages of what promises to be a fiery election, but the prevalence of gun ownership as well as mass gun rampages are also running at all-time highs. A country awash with weapons and facing a fraught political clash, which both sides are portraying as an existential fight for the future of America, poses extreme challenges for law enforcement. They go on to talk about Trump recasting his supporters who have been jailed for the violent attack in the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021 as hostages and promised to pardon many of them. He goes on to talk about how gun purchases have soared since the start of the pandemic. Talks about mass shootings. Participants in the UC Davis survey were asked whether they believed violence was justified in the pursuit of a range of specific political objectives. 39% of gun owners said yes, compared with 30% of non-owners. The differential is moderate, but the gap becomes far more serious when the same question is put to subsets of gun owners. Those subsets, Clayton, are assault type rifle types, they say here, said political violence could be justified, rising to 44% of recent gun purchasers, and a staggering 56% of those who always or nearly always carry loaded guns in public. And then it goes on to more politics, more groups, MAGA, including by party affiliation and political ideology, and among Republicans who support Trump's Make America Great Again MAGA movement, and on and on and on. You know what's missing in here, Clayton? Any reference whatsoever to wacko, lunatic, rioting, leftist, hate-filled, radical losers. Go ahead.
That's the funny thing about that whole article that you just, everything you just cited in there, like the rise in gun ownership, the conservatives aren't buying anymore. I mean, we're still buying guns, but they already said in there, like the majority of the gun purchases right now are coming from the left or independents. It's their policies that have pushed these people to buy guns. Like if I were a Democrat looking to get reelected and I'm reading that article, I'd be really nervous about my policies right now. I mean, we all see what's going on in the cities. The police don't have any power anymore. They've taken that from them. I mean, they've stripped everybody of anything. And now their own voters are out buying guns because they're nervous about what's going on in this country. Because
of where they live, they're seeing it on the streets. They're living the violence on the streets. Their cars are being stolen. They're being robbed. They're being pushed onto subway tracks. And they're buying guns in record numbers.
I'm sure you say cars being stolen. Heck, they're leaving the doors open and the keys in them now.
Well, they're being told to do that now.
Yeah. What sheriff said, well, just leave your keys in your car. That way, if you get robbed, they won't be violent. Like, are you kidding me? This is the world we live in now?
That was the Canadian goofball that we covered on the show that said, because car thefts are rising, home invasions are up because people are getting cars and trying to find car keys in homes. Just leave them out so people can have your car. come on. The bigger picture here, ladies and gentlemen, again, my opinion, but it's an educated one. We've been doing this for many, many years together here on the radio, is the narrative that's being formed over at The Guardian, painting this picture of you as a gun owner. Anybody who supports Trump, particularly if you're a gun owner, you are a danger and a threat to the future of America. It's not the other way around. It's not the rioters burning down buildings. It's not Antifa. It's you, simply because you're a gun owner, period. Now, I haven't seen the study. I haven't seen the questionnaire, but I would love to see the questions on that, wouldn't you? But 13,000 people is a lot. Usually these things are, 800 people, 1,200 people max. But 13,000 people is a lot. Clayton, did you get a phone call? Did you answer questions for these people?
They didn't call me this time.
They've never called me. But I would love to see the entire question. I would love to see the way this was written. I've got a couple people I can reach out to that maybe we can find out a little bit more in detail about this. But I think the bigger takeaway here is just this narrative that they're driving, that anybody who doesn't agree with Joe Biden and the Democrats is flat out an existential threat to the future of America because you are willing to commit violence.
Oh, they're already telling us we're terrorists.
Well, yeah.
They've painted anybody that supports Trump or supports gun rights as a terrorist. If you're Catholic, you're a terrorist. Like, it's crazy where they've taken this.
Don't want to wear a mask during COVID? You're a terrorist. It's your fault. Get closer than 6 feet to somebody? It's your fault. So the question becomes, how many people are going to fall for this narrative? Because, look, you can go across all media and see these being created, these trial balloons. Let's throw this out and see if this hurts Trump. Let's throw this out and see that. Because it's all about you agree with me or the hell with you. That's what this is about. The left is righteous. The left is good. Everything outside what we believe is a threat to what? And what's the word they like to use now? Democracy. They don't tell you we're not a democracy, that we're a constitutional republic. Because they don't care. They know most people are stupid and don't know that. In large measure because they don't tell you the truth. I could go on and on and on and on about this. But the bottom line here is, Clayton, and I think you agree with me, that as they continue to wind this narrative up as we get closer and closer to the election, this is the divisiveness that causes people to think the way they think, isn't it?
Oh, no, absolutely. Absolutely. But again, this is back to ties into what we talked about earlier. Who's really there pulling the strings? Who's putting these studies out, these articles out? Who's The Guardian. We know who's pushing it. Who's funding that? How do we divide them a little bit more? But I'll be honest with you, man, I absolutely love seeing the left arming themselves. I love seeing independents arming themselves. That's a heartwarming story. We're an armed country. Take us over.
Always have been. So let's tie this now into, because you asked the question, which is why I went to this headline. I actually had this on the checkbox for you today, but it really fits well because you say, who's doing this? Who's pushing this? Who's behind the scenes? Who's running this? I don't know if you saw this headline. You might want to look it up if you have access to a computer during the break. We can go through it together. But I found it interesting, and it segues really well with the topics that we're discussing. USA Today reportedly changes headline on Trump's abortion stance after Biden-Harris campaign complains. Huh? Hey, you're not pushing the narrative we want pushed to help us during the campaign. You need to change that headline. Biden-Harris campaign staffers said it was a, quote, particularly egregiously false headline. We don't like it, media, USA Today editors. You work for us. Change that headline. How dangerous is that? We'll talk with Clayton about that when we come back. Don't go away.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Indeed, freedom, passion, precision. Daniel Defense, get on that raffle yet for that M4A1, that custom rifle. Tickets are 25 bones apiece or 5 for 100. That's the package I took. Still haven't got more yet, but I think I'm going to when I get closer to the date. But Armed American Radio listeners have won two of the last four of those. So, you know, help us make it three. That would be really cool. Winning three or five of those would be great. Says an awful lot about the support for Daniel Defense and Armed American Radio and your support for the youth shooting sports, the DoubleDFoundation.org. You can follow that and check them out and visit DanielDefense.com. And again, all of our partners at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. And I do want to point out, too, the MyPillow gig going on with Mike Lindell over there. They have just beaten him. We talked yesterday, I think it was Bed Bath & Beyond, that decided we're not going to carry his pillows anymore because we don't like him. Forget our business model and trying to survive. They're bankrupt now. Good. And I hate it for the employees who, because of woke leadership, decide to make stupid decisions. See Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch. But nonetheless, I digress. The fact of the matter is that Mike is out there with a $25 extravaganza right now. Great products for $25. Visit MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio, and you can use that promo code AAR. If you get over $75 worth of stuff, which you will when you see what's on the page, you'll get free shipping. And help him out. Say, hey, thanks for supporting my gun rights in the face of all of their evilness and hate-filled rhetoric. I support you. And that's by doing that, you support Armed American Radio, your gun rights, and you also support, of course, MyPillow for going out there and taking all the heat. We appreciate it very much. Clayton Llewellyn, welcome back. So back to this headline. USA Today reportedly changes headline on Trump's abortion stance after Biden-Harris campaign complains. Oh, goodness. You does that help answer your question as to who's pulling the strings?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Look, this is Elon Musk exposed this when he bought Twitter. You know, I mean, this is one of those things that when it happened 4, 5, 6 years ago, like, you didn't want to believe it. This is China. This is what China does to their people. You know, hide really what's going on, hide the information, control narrative. I think Elon Musk exposed this, you know, like I said, with the Twitter files and all that. And now you see it again. It's not even shocking anymore. It's like, yeah, well, that's why I don't read this news. This is why I don't believe any of the stuff that comes out of here.
But is that enough? Is it enough not to read it? I mean, we talk about it here, so we shed light on it because we're discussing now on 60 radio stations around the country. Okay. I mean, I'd like to feel like we're doing our part to continue to expose this. And when you talk about Twitter, after Musk bought Twitter, my Twitter followers went up tenfold. So clearly you're being shadow banned. Whatever phrase they want to use for it, they're dumping on you. Because they don't want anybody to see what you're doing. All right? But is it enough to say, well, we know it's going on. I just won't read that. Is it? Really?
No,
I mean,
no.
Because that headline should frighten every American that a campaign reached out to a major U.S. Well, I don't care if you read it or not. USA Today's got millions and millions of readers. It's a junk file, but it does. And a Democrat campaign reached out to them and said, change your headline? My God. What do you do?
No, I wish I had the answer for that as to what to do. I really do. But I honestly feel like the average American, and I hate to say this because I'm uneducated, but I feel like the uneducated American is picking up on it quicker. I feel like the left likes to talk about their education and, you know, we're Ivy League schools or this and that. And I feel like those people And maybe it's part of their education, but once they get told something, they absolutely believe it is the truth. I mean, you talk to them all the time about climate change and this and that. Well, the news said it. It's absolutely the truth. Or a scientist said it. It's absolutely the truth. Like,
yeah,
that's who I believe is still reading this garbage. You know, like,
well,
I feel like the rest of us have kind of like, well, I can't believe that anymore. And I think it still needs to be called out until it's, you know, if you stop calling it out, they're going to keep printing and they're going to keep getting away with it, which they do.
Well, but we talk many, about it in terms of guns, right? We talk about it in terms of the violence, gun violence archives. We've been facing this for years as gun owners, ladies and gentlemen. They go out and put out bogus numbers out there. They use crime statistics that they don't even fight against. I'm talking like, just pick on Chicago because it's easy to do. Gangbanger murders, etc. And they lump all those gangbangers in there and they tell you that guns and gun violence is a leading cause of death amongst children. It's not. And it's been debunked over it with A.W.R. Hawkins a number of times. But they say it and they don't tell you the whole truth. And those people who vote for Sheila Jackson Lee continue to buy into it. Why did I just mention her? Number one, because she's an idiot. And number two, you were talking about because they said it, because the scientists said it. This headline at Fox was unbelievable. I could believe it. And then what does she do after? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Spaced out. Sheila Jackson Lee tells Texas students planet moon is made up of mostly hot gases. The sun. And here's what she said. I quote this moron. She was. This was their last
these are elected individuals, like who's yeah. running our government.
The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. And she stood there at a podium expecting to be respected because she's Sheila Jackson Lee and I'm an elected official, while she is blatantly misinforming a group of high school kids in Houston that the moon is a planet that is made up, and I quote, made up mostly of gases. She said, you've heard the word full moon? Word? Full moon? Yeah, is that two words, Clayton? Full moon is not one word. Okay, I just caught that one myself. She told students who were with her on a sports field, sometimes you need to take the opportunity to just come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is, why or how could we as humans live on the moon? Are the gases such that we could do that? The sun is a mighty powerful heat, but it's almost impossible to go near the sun. The moon is more manageable. I'll tell you what, why don't you go first, lady? All right. And then she talks about how you have the energy of the moon at night when she was called out.
Did she know we landed on the moon?
I don't know what she knows. But there are people that vote for her. They believe this stuff from her. When she got called out, she said, and I quote, obviously I misspoke and meant to say the sun, but as usual, Republicans are focused on stupid things instead of stuff that really matters. What can I say, though? Foolish thinkers lust for stupidity. That's her response, is to blame Republicans. Also, I care more about these children who would not have experienced the eclipse in this enthusiastic manner, and I care more about protecting the rights of women and children than engaging in this kind of senseless dialogue. Meaning senseless dialogue because they called me out for being a complete, utter moron. Clayton, I'm glad you saw that. I'm glad. No, I wasn't alone.
and we keep voting them in.
There's
the problem. Like, I'm saying we're missing common sense. We're just missing any kind of sense.
Sense.
I mean, not even common sense. Just give me something besides this.
This is not the first dumb thing that Sheila Jackson Lee has ever had to say. It's just a whole, it's one stupid comment or series of comments in a litany.
You listen to AOC and the stuff that comes out of her mouth, and it's like, oh, just please don't say anything. Like,
yeah.
I feel dumber after listening to this.
You feel like you got to take a shower. You know, she was on Colbert, and I don't know if you saw the clip, but she was talking about student loans and how, you know, is this student bailout going to impact you? And she laughs. And she says, no, I'm an elected official. I'm a member of Congress. I don't fall into that category. But old bartender me, yes. And when people get their loans paid off, and they don't, their debts are forgiven, maybe they can now take a trip abroad. Meaning maybe they can go on vacation in Europe now. Or, well, maybe they can do something else. These people hate you, ladies and gentlemen. They just hate your guts. It's that simple. Armed American Radio, one more segment with Clayton. We'll be back right after this. Garbage day, man.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to the show, indeed. Mark Walters here in the 6 Hour Studios with you. X Insurance up there if you're watching, presenting it all. Patriot Mobile microphone on fire. 6 Hour Studios, of course, as I just mentioned. It's great to be with you here. Garbage Day at the Ranch. We have fun sometimes on Garbage Day. I'm talking with Clayton Llewellyn, founder of Heaven's Harvest Survival Food Kits. Clayton, fun conversation with you today, man. I'm so glad you saw a couple of those stories, and I wasn't alone, particularly the Sheila Jackson Lee idiocy. I mean, he's talking about the dumbing down. I mean, you can feel your IQ dropping when you read things that moron says, along with AOC.
These are the people making the laws for the country.
Yeah.
Like, this is the intelligence level of these people.
I don't know that I could have a conversation with her without mocking her openly. Man, okay, could you take her seriously if you were sitting there having a conversation with her in a room?
How could you?
It's impossible. AOC, just be quiet. Just sit there. Just be quiet. Don't make, because their tweets aren't going to age well for them. I don't know. I guess they have the mainstream press on their side, so it really doesn't matter. You just sent me something that was interestingly on my list to talk with you about, because here we go again. We're talking about narrative creations today, ladies and gentlemen, media, how they do what they do, why they do what they do. As gun owners, we have faced this for many, many years. And we opened up with that Guardian piece about just that, how it's you as a gun owner that, well, you're prone to political violence. God forbid you own a gun and you vote for Donald Trump. Oh, man, you are something that needs to be watched. Neighbors need to turn you in. You are a lunatic, you gun owner, you. But this is how they do it. And now we're beginning to see more trial balloons, more pandemic crap talk now about bird flu, right?
Oh, yeah. They're going to figure out something.
Well, it looks like they already are. They're already. See, to me, it's a trial balloon. Throw this out there. And it's not just, well, you sent me one from the Gateway Pundit, but it's been circulating in mainstream media little by little by little. And this, you look at this, you go, oh, here we go. Here come more talking points, right? Scientists warn bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID-19. And you know what? It doesn't have to be developed. It's already out there. It's already circulating amongst certain mammals. And we think it might have jumped to a human already. So is this geared up for the election to frighten people again, too?
I don't know, man.
But you get the sense.
I don't know if they'd want to put that out, because they're going to scare the wrong people with that kind of stuff. Like, that's just, that's back to the who can we control deal, I believe. You know, I think they gathered a lot more information on the public than what we even think they did during this last pandemic. Who's going to listen to us? Who's going to take a shot? Who's going to stay inside? Like, I think all of that was a huge, like, data collection. Then you get stuff out like this out there. Like, okay, what can we get from this? Who's gonna follow us? Who's gonna listen? Who do we have to worry about? Who do we not have to worry about? I can promise you, if something bad does hit here, they've pulled so much data from COVID. Like, they're gonna know exactly where to go and where to turn the power off, where to turn off cell phone service, who to worry about, who not to worry about. Like, it's again, this is our government at work, our finest.
Yeah, I got another one I put out today. Let me see if I can find this quickly, because it's right in line with what we're talking about. And I actually put it out on GOP-led county neighboring New York City to deputize private citizens, Dems blast militia initiative. I don't know if you saw that story, but it's a good one. Republican leader of a suburb bordering New York City has Democrats up in arms over a plan to deputize private citizens for emergency situations. He said, and I quote, "I don't think you can depend on Albany or Washington, D.C., because they're more interested in giving away billions of dollars to migrants who are unvetted and bringing them to our communities than they are in protecting our communities." So that's part of the thought process in my mind. We need a group of citizens who are already trained, who already had experience in police departments and in the military. And then I get an ad pop up on here because I touched the wrong button, and have them in on reserve in the event that there would be a serious emergency. Now, lawmakers opposing that are calling it a militia, drawing comparisons to Nazi brown shirts. And those people, Democrats, held a rally outside the executive offices calling on him to halt the proposal. I think it's completely disgraceful, first of all, as a Jewish elected official, to insinuate that I would be associated with anything that's representing the Nazi regime, especially stormtroopers, the guy who put the proposal out. The left is going nuts. And I put that out in a tweet that Democrats hate anything that threatens their ability to control the people or riot whenever it's time to call on their militia, which is Antifa and BLM, to further their un-American activities. And this is why, ladies and gentlemen, you have to stay armed in the face of this nonsense. Clayton, go ahead.
I was going to say, Mark, this is why you fight the fight you fight, man. Like, the only thing scarier than that is an armed American. And they're every day working to strip us of that.
Well, they're coming at you full bore now, head on. And ladies and gentlemen, it's just going to get, I think you'll agree with me on this one, Clayton. I'm pretty sure you will. But this is going to get far worse as we get closer and closer to November, and the attacks coming on anybody who doesn't believe a Democrat you have seen nothing yet, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be the worst, I think, we've ever seen. Would you agree with that? This is going to be the worst election and campaign we've ever seen. Very dangerous, very volatile, for sure.
I'll tell you what I think makes this one even more dangerous. Like, what makes this one, I don't want to say dangerous, I don't know if that's the right word, but we figured out how they cheat. It's been exposed now. So what do you do this next time around?
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, don't listen to Clayton. He's just an election denier. You're just a denier. It was all on the up and up. What you saw doesn't matter. And by the way, even though inflation's up 3.5% last month, that's not really true. You're doing better than you thought you were. And you're not paying as much as your wallet says you're paying. Because they said so. This is the strongest economy ever in America, according to Joe Biden.
I do have a question for you, especially because we're in the same state. Whatever happened, and again, I don't think a lot of people even saw this stuff. I mean, obviously they didn't want to put it on the news, but the poll workers, the ballot counters that were down there in one of the arenas in Atlanta, that after everybody left, they pulled the suitcases out from under the table and started running them through the machines.
Yeah.
Did we ever get an answer on that?
No, they just buried it, and I'm sure those people got promoted somewhere. Something in November.
You know, like, I want to know what happened to that. Like, because you don't kick all your poll watchers out and then start running suitcases of ballots through a machine over and over and over again.
Well,
and
you have it on
right
video.
There on video.
We have it's it on video. Video. But so you didn't really see it. It's on video, but you didn't see that. That's not what you were looking at. But you didn't really see that.
No. But until I get answers for that, you're not going to convince me otherwise.
Where can people go to buy your survival stuff, brother? Because I have a lot of it, and I need more, actually. Go for it.
Well, look, check us out at heavensharvest.com. This is high-quality survival food. This is the difference between a SIG or a Daniel Defense and a High Point.
Oh,
if it comes to saving your life, you don't want the High Point. You want a Daniel Defense or a SIG. Heaven's Harvest is the Daniel Defense or the SIG of survival food. We got rid of all the garbage in it, put just good stuff in there. It's great survival food. But check us out at heavensharvest.com.
Do it, ladies and gentlemen. Use a promo code AAR. Thank him very much. Clayton, thank you for being here. I love it. Always have a great time when you're on the show with me. Heavensharvest.com. Enjoy your day. We'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.